Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to a young woman I met today at the Women's Expo, absolutely delightful, Allie Vincent, who is the first winner of NBC's, female winner of NBC's The Biggest Loser. Good afternoon, Allie. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. It's beautiful here.
Well, it's a little chilly, but where's home for you?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm from Spokane, Washington, and it's been really sunny there, although it snows. I moved there in July from Arizona, so I just love the snow when I have the sun and the snow, and I've been doing that skywalk thing, so I haven't even felt it outside.
So it just looks awfully pretty and white and clean, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my gosh, and there's a river, and it's beautiful. I'm like, this is awesome.
Well, we should have you do commercials for the city of Lansing then.
Absolutely.
No, you're in town this weekend for the Women's Expo at the Lansing Center that goes through Sunday. Sparrow Hospital was generous enough to bring you in and sponsor you. I met you today when I was down there for a bit. I guess off the top, your experiences on The Biggest Loser and how that's changed your life.
You know, I think the most important thing about The Biggest Loser is it gave me an opportunity to kind of check back in with myself. I found myself at a place in my early 30s where I wasn't where I had intended to be. You know, I thought I was going to do this and do that, and instead I was, you know, I had a great career, but I wasn't exactly where I wanted to be, and I was 234 pounds, which definitely wasn't where I wanted to be physically, and I let that physicality hold me back from going for so many more things in my life. And The Biggest Loser allowed me an opportunity to kind of check in, find out where I was, and have the courage to admit that I wanted more.
Well, and your life has changed in a lot of ways. You're an author now. You're of a book called Believe It, Be It. Tell us about the book and the message in the book.
You know, Believe It, Be It is really just my story. Often people, you know, will come up and ask me different questions. I receive thousands of emails from all over the world, honestly, because The Biggest Loser is aired in 90 different countries. And it always comes back to the same questions. And those are more to deal with the emotional and spiritual journey behind weight loss. And when I say spiritual, I mean a relationship with ourselves. You know, everybody knows how to. There's no new secrets in how to lose weight or, you know, in diet and exercise. It's really that. 3,500 calories equals a pound. If you want to lose a pound, you got to burn 3,500 more calories than you ate that day or that week, you know, obviously not that day, but than that week. And so, you know, that we, you know, it's just a matter of when we're willing to hear it. And that's when we kind of go into the realm of more of, you know, this is an emotional journey. It's a spiritual journey, really discovering why, you know, a person gives up on themselves, where different things that we've decided about ourselves throughout the journey, and different things that we've accepted, and knowing that you don't have to. Everything that we experience in our life, what I realized, had brought me to the point where I was on The Biggest Loser. What I got to discover and kind of owned was I didn't have to let everything define me. The things that I had to sift through, the things, and really acknowledge the different experiences that had happened in my life that I was subconsciously, if you will, holding on to. And some of it was good and some of it wasn't. And I didn't need to. And if it wasn't working for me and what I wanted to create in my life, I let it go. And it's something that's an ongoing journey, an ongoing battle, if you will. And that's the biggest loser for me was really truly a journey of falling in love with myself and honoring that.
Well, and part of what I hear you saying is you have to be ready to hear the message and be in a place, whether it be weight loss or another challenge you're trying to overcome.
Well, and that's really why, in Believe It, Be It, I speak to everything, because it showed up in my weight, and how people know me is because I was on the TV show The Biggest Loser. And what people watch that, you know, and they think that they're watching it, you know, the producers and stuff, because it's a weight loss show. But what we've discovered and realized throughout the years is that it really has nothing to do with weight. Weight gives us an opportunity to judge success, you know, or lack of success in the way on The Biggest Loser, because they're goals that are tangible. And really, that's what it's about. It's about setting yourself up, whether it's in your relationship, whether it's in your career, whether it's in your body, whether you need to lose weight or you're just physically fit and you're pushing towards an extreme fitness goal. You know, but to recognize that you need goals to get you there so that you can know when to celebrate and when to know you're winning and when you know when to push further or when to kind of renegotiate and regroup. And it's really about that. I think that living unconsciously gets us into stagnant positions where we're we kind of settle in our relationship or in our career or in our bodies. And, you know, what I settled into 234 pounds, not knowing how I got there. So, of course, I didn't know how to get back from there. And I wanted it to happen overnight, you know. And if it didn't happen overnight, it just was this battle. And what I realized is that it didn't happen. I didn't get to 234 pounds overnight. I wasn't going to get back from there overnight. And there was no ending point. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to get to this weight and then I'll, like, be happy. You know, it was the whole, you know, chicken and the egg. I was unhappy, but I wasn't sure if it was because I was heavy or if I was heavy because I was unhappy. And quite frankly, I realized it didn't matter anymore. The truth was both were the case and I needed to do something about it.
Well, and you're going to help some folks do something about it this evening. You're heading over to the Michigan Athletic Club. I love that. I'm sorry I'm on the air, so I could see you. You're going to do a.
I know. We're going to have a spin class. One of the things that, you know, I travel around the country. I speak to groups all over the country. And one of the things that I really love is being able to physically connect too. You know, it's not about just sharing and talking. That is like a main point. But I love it whenever I get to sweat with people. Tonight we're going to sweat down at the MAC. We're going to do a spin class. I'm leading it. It's going to be really fun. And then after that, you know, of course, time to shower. But I'll be heading down back to the Lansing Center in the lobby, I believe. They're doing, the first time ever, they're having the casting call for the American Heart Association Go Red event where they pick, you know, I think it's like about 10 women throughout the country to represent them for the year. So it's going to be exciting. There's going to be a dance, and we're going to have hearts called the Cupid Dance. So everybody come down and dance with me because I need a partner.
Oh, my. And if you know how delightful and cute Allie is, the line is going to be long. You're speaking also at the Women's Expo tomorrow again.
I am. I had the opportunity of speaking today earlier today, and then tomorrow I'll be speaking at 11 o'clock, and shortly after that, it's about an hour of presentation, and I just kind of go through some of the things that I discovered about myself, some of the things I continue to discover, some ins and outs of my experience on the show, and then afterwards I try to answer as many questions as I can through a meet and greet, and then I'm off on the airplane, so, you know, don't hesitate. Come down. Honestly, what happens often is we wait till tomorrow, we'll do it next time. Well, there may not be another tomorrow or next time. It's what I've learned is to live in the moment, and every moment we have a new opportunity to make a new choice. So come on down, say hi, and see what the expo has to offer. And one of the great things is that Sparrow Hospital is also doing screenings, and so what you can find out what your numbers are, and that's really the gift that the Biggest Loser gave me was a check-in point. I love to use the analogy that even on MapQuest, you could never get directions to where you want to go unless you know where you're starting. I didn't know I was 234 pounds until I stepped foot on that campus because I was so afraid that I wouldn't be able to digest the truth. And I, you know, that gave me the courage to do that. And from there, I was able to make a plan to get to where I wanted to go.
Well, it like you said, I met you down there in the Sparrow, kind of the pavilion area there. Great health experts that are there throughout the weekend to help folks out. A lot of information about good health and the screenings, free screenings to be able to check those numbers. As you said, it's a great starting point.
It absolutely is, and I encourage everybody to come and just get. That's the first step to choosing a life of. I like to say that I'm a wellness advocate. Health and fitness is part of wellness, but it's really living a balanced life, and we have to know where we're at so that we can know how to balance out that equation.
Well, I know you're crazy busy this weekend. I so appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us so our listeners can hear you. I hope they all run down to the Women's Expo tomorrow. And Allie, it was a delight to meet you, and I hope we'll meet again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Allie Vincent, who you may recognize as the first female winner of The Biggest Loser and author of Believe It, Be It, and a motivational speaker. Get down to see her if you have the opportunity. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.